Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Welcome to Face to Face. This is a show about change and about what's next. It's a show that wants to ask questions, peel back the layers of our average everyday experience, and go beyond scratching the surface. We interview amazing people with incredible ideas and stories who have done wild, weird, and wonderful things. Remember that imagination shared creates collaboration, and collaboration creates community, and community inspires social change. I'm David Peck, and this is Face to Face. Today we're talking about the film Heal the Living. We're still digitally live, at least at the Toronto International Film Festival. This is a moment, This is a film. This is a film about the moment. This is a film about the direct quote from one of the actors in the film and the director about the migration of a heart. It really is a love song. It's a beautiful film. It's something that you're going to want to get out and see. And as you'll hear me say, and it sounds a little corny on some level, but I came out of the theater after viewing this at the festival, you know, wanting to be a better person, as crazy as that sounds, wanting to walk up to somebody and smile and to shake their hand and to tell my wife that I love her. This is a great film. It's about science. It's about mystery. It's about listening and just taking care of others and taking care of the moment. It's also a gorgeous film to look at. It's called Heal the Living. Don't forget rabble.ca, davidpecklive.com for more interviews. If you'd like to hire me to speak at your next event, or you can also get a copy of my book, Real Change is Incremental, there on the site. And stay tuned for Heal the Living at the Toronto International Film Festival. So welcome to Face to Face. We're joined by a group, a very big group of special guests here this morning. How about we just have everybody tell us who you are? We're here to talk about a film, Heal the Living. And first of all, I'm going to say before anything else, congratulations on a beautiful, gorgeous film.
Thanks.
Really, really enjoyed it on a whole lot of levels, and I hope we can talk a little bit about that. So maybe would you mind introducing yourself, just telling us a little bit about who you are?
Yes, my name is Katel Kileveré, and I'm the director of the movie, and I'm sorry for my English, so I may speak French, you know.
And I'm sorry for my French.
In order to be smarter.
And I'm Anne Dorval. I'm the one of the actresses of the film.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time today to speak to me. And to our guests on Face to Face. So part of the reason for calling my podcast Face to Face is because I think everything we do is connected to others in one way or another. And so for me, your film, the colors, the cinematography, I saw your film as being deeply relational. I'm sure that was intentional. Can you talk about that relational component in a way, and how you were able to get such brilliant performances, and as you wrote the film, was that intentional?
Alors, peut-être déjà juste pour resituer le film pour ceux qui nous écoutent, c'est vraiment l'histoire du voyage, enfin de la migration d'un organe, un cœur, du corps d'un adolescent vers le corps d'une femme qui attend une greffe pour prolonger sa vie.
So just to clarify and give a sense of the movie for those who doesn't know them yet, this is a story of a migration of a heart that goes from a teenager that lost his life to a woman in her 50s that is awaiting a transplant in order to prolong her life.
Et le film est construit comme une chanson de gestes qui accompagne en fait ce voyage d'un personnage vers un autre. Donc, c'est un film qui est profondément basé sur le lien, la question de la relation, puisque ça raconte comment cette aventure-là n'est possible que grâce au rôle que va jouer chaque individu dans cette chaîne.
So this is a film that is constructed as a gestural song, as is a song of gestures, la chanson de gestes is expression in French, and is a film that is connecting actually people through this migration of the heart. It goes through different characters, so it's deeply connected in the core. The movie itself is following the travel of this heart, the migration of this heart through different characters in the movie.
So it's a song. It's a song. Is it a love song?
Sure. Bien sûr. C'est une chanson d'amour du début à la fin. Surtout que ce garçon, quand on le découvre dans le film, il est amoureux d'une jeune fille. Et donc cette femme, elle hérite du cœur, d'un cœur battant, d'un cœur amoureux. Et elle va se poser aussi la question, elle, de sa vie sentimentale, de son avenir sentimental, puisqu'il y a des retrouvailles avec une personne qu'elle aime. Donc l'amour est le fil conducteur aussi, à plein de niveaux, plein d'échelles, de différentes manières.
Yes, it is a love song, because actually, indeed, the heart that this lady will receive is a heart of a teenage boy that was in love. So she's receiving this heart that is in love, and it will make her question as well love in her life, because she's also getting involved with someone, with a man in her life. And so it's a heart that comes with love and is received by someone that it also will experience love and will make her question.
There's a great moment where I think she says, I don't know that I want a dead person's heart.
Mm-hmm. Mais il s'agit quand même, c'est très très beau de parler de ce cœur amoureux qu'elle va peut-être recevoir, et de pour ce personnage-là, de se demander aussi si elle mérite un tel cœur, si ça vaut la peine de souffrir tout ça pour peut-être avoir peut-être que son corps va rejeter ce cœur qui n'est pas fait pour elle. Il y a toute cette culpabilité aussi derrière. Est-ce qu'on mérite un tel cadeau de la part d'un autre être humain.
Yes, but I think it's also beautiful to talk about this heart that is actually an enamored heart that she might receive. And as she's an aging woman, there's also the question, do I really deserve to receive this heart? Am I really worth something? Is the experience itself worth something? The suffering I'm going to go through, is it worth something? So there's also, of course, the subject of guilt. I am also worth to receive such a gift from another human being.
So in a sense, I wonder, is there a sense then of obligation as a result of getting this heart, saying, I now have an obligation to others to live well. It's not about whether or not I smoke or whether or not I drink, but it's about how I interact and how I treat others.
Il y a peut-être de ça, du fait que c'est une mère aussi, que si elle n'accepte pas ce cœur, elle va mourir assurément et elle va abandonner ses deux fils. Mais il y a aussi cette question de savoir, est-ce que je vais être un poids pour eux? Est-ce que ça va devenir plus lourd de continuer à vivre avec un cœur qui ne supportera peut-être pas mon corps, ma condition? Parce qu'il y a beaucoup de rejet aussi. Un cœur, ça a une durée de vie de 10 à 15 ans. Donc, ça va être à refaire de toute façon. Et ça, c'est s'il n'y a pas de rejet dans la première année. Donc, il y a tout ce questionnement-là. C'est beaucoup de souffrance. Et on ne connaît pas l'issue de l'opération. On ne sait pas comment ça va se passer. Il y a toute cette inquiétude-là. Donc, bien sûr qu'il faut vivre pour ses enfants, pour ceux qu'on a mis au monde. Mais est-ce que notre corps va le supporter? C'est tout ça. Est-ce que les dieux vont être de notre côté aussi?
We're going to need a translation on that.
Yes, maybe. I mean, the basic question is, yeah, of course, we must live for the people we put on down to this earth, and we must live for our loved ones, but will the gods be on our sides too? So she's actually asking all these questions to herself, because she's also a mother. So if she does not accept to receive this heart, of course she will die, and then therefore she would abandon her two sons. So there's all this questioning, is that if will this heart support my condition and my weight and all that, and carry me further? There's also the question of reject. There's lots of questioning.
The medical and the emotional.
The medical and emotional reject, but there's, you know, she's afraid also that the heart will not stand her condition once again, and that, you know, when you receive a heart, it's not forever. It can extend your life, maybe 10 years, maybe 15, then you will have to be redone. So is it worth it? So she's obviously going through lots of questioning and emotional questioning. She's going through extreme suffering, and the issue when you receive a transplant is absolutely unknown. You never know whether the heart will match or there will be a reject. So yes, we must live for someone, but under what condition? And she's also wondering if she's going to be a weight for them, living with the heart, if the heart is not functioning to the best, right?
For me, the and congratulations again on such a beautiful film. It's absolutely gorgeous and pulled me in right from the get-go. And a friend of mine, about 10 years ago, he abused his body quite a bit, and so he went through a transplant. And so there were a variety of connections for me. And then as a father, a fairly young father with an 11 and a 9-year-old, it was heartbreaking at moments to see it. For me, so many wonderful moments, but one of the most touching for me was when the nurse took that, I'm getting goosebumps, when she took her iPhone out and she texted Bruno and she said, "I love you." Mm. It was just like, for me, that is the film in a sense. Mm-hmm. It's about being present and remembering to pay attention and to tell others that we love them often. Mm. I know I don't do it enough.
Oui. Ça me fait très plaisir que vous parliez de ce moment et que vous l'ayez ressenti comme ça, parce qu'en plus c'est vraiment le point d'orgue entre les deux parties du film. C'est le moment charnière qui va relier cette première famille à cette deuxième. Et c'est vraiment en effet à un moment où le sens du film doit prendre, parce que c'est comment en fait la vie des autres résonne en nous et a une incidence sur la nôtre. Et comment en fait le fait de vivre ensemble nous guide en permanence. Le courage des uns ou la violence de ce que vivent les autres, il faut être ouvert à ça pour accepter aussi d'être influencé par ça et de faire des choix de vie.
Yeah, it actually gives me a lot of pleasure that you touch on that scene on that point, because it's a very central point in the movie, because that is the moment where one family will connect to the other family. And I think that connection of one family to the other also embody the importance of all of us living together, of how other people's lives will resonate in our lives, or how other people may be courage to do something, or the violence that other people might experience may also influence us. And that's the importance of, and the weight of all of us living together.
Accepter d'être comment dire, accepter d'être touché ou d'être ouvert en fait, de réceptif à la vie des autres, et ce qui nous permet aussi en permanence de nous renvoyer à ce qui est vraiment important dans la nôtre de vie.
To accept, to open up, and to be open to other people's lives and experiences, if that would also bring us back to what's important to us in our lives as well.
Well, it seems to me, relationally, there's so much at stake, you know, in the film, but just in life. You know, the people we meet, and we tend to be, so inward, you know, and afraid. We're always afraid, it seems to me.
On est recroquevillé sur nous, mais on n'est pas en fait ouvert aux autres. La plupart du temps.
And so for
because
me, we're always protecting ourselves. Sure. And what a beautiful way to tell this story within the context of someone getting. I can't think of anything quite as terrifying as getting a heart transplant. Did you ever, as you were acting this out, did you ever feel, I don't know, physically vulnerable? Did you ever sort of go through that? You know, you were prepping for the operation. I know it's a film and I know you're acting, but how?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Ben, c'est sûr que je comme actrice, j'utilise tout ce qu'il y a autour de moi, de ma vie personnelle, de la vie des autres. Je passe ma vie à observer aussi. Ça, c'est une seconde nature. Ça fait partie de mon travail d'actrice de faire ça. Mais je pense qu'on a un instinct de survie qui est égal à notre, en tout cas dans mon cas, qui est égal à mon instinct de mort, à cette crainte de mourir à tout moment. Et plus on vieillit, je crois que plus c'est quelque chose qui est présent dans nos vies, parce qu'on sent la mort approcher. Alors, c'est pas nécessairement une situation dans laquelle on a envie de plonger comme acteur, mais parce que c'est sûr que c'est une situation difficile, c'est une situation compliquée à laquelle on essaie d'éviter de penser dans notre propre vie parce que ce serait trop difficile. Mais en même temps, c'est un film qui est tellement lumineux. C'est un film qui est tellement chargé d'espoir, justement parce que c'est un film sur la solidarité des êtres humains. C'est un film qui parle de taking care of each other, you know, de prendre soin de quelqu'un. Il n'y a rien de plus gratifiant que de prendre soin les uns des autres. Et c'est ça, je trouvais, qui rendait la chose un peu plus facile, disons, aisée. Quand je pensais à la fin de ce film-là, je me disais, ça vaut la peine d'y plonger. Ouais, voilà. Je ne sais pas si c'est clair. Hein. J'ai dit beaucoup de choses et c'est très long.
That's for sure. As an actress, you know, it's become actually a second nature for me. I spend my whole life observing others, observing different things. Because as an actress, you borrow from your own life, but you borrow from other people's experiences and lives as well. So, as for me, I do realize we all have a survival instinct, but I do feel that mine is as strong as my fear of dying. And the more we age, the more we relate to that, because we feel death coming closer. So, of course, that kind of movie and that kind of situation is not something you really want to dive into as an actor. These are complex and difficult situations. You pretty much avoid thinking about them and avoid thinking about the choices you would have if this were to happen in your own life, because it's extremely difficult. But as for me, the movie was especially about hope, and that was very dear to me. And it talks about the human solidarity and I think taking care in a free manner of someone else, taking care of one another in life, it's the most important. And just when I think about that part of the movie, that was making it a little easier for me, and that would decide me to, of course, dive into the situation and give myself into the movie.
So at the risk of overstating, and this doesn't happen too often, but when I finished the film...
Overstating is... Repeated.
Yeah, I don't want to overstate, but this is the kind of film that made me want to be a better person, honestly. One of the first things I wanted to do was to call my wife Elizabeth and just say, you I love you, and you need to see this film, you need to see this story. By the way, everyone needs to see this story. I mean, healing the living is also I think a real understatement as well.
Sure.
So I'm a philosopher academically, so I'm very interested how you portrayed modern science. And for me, the scene where the doctor is washing the body, that's not been my experience. I had a shoulder operation recently. They were wonderful to me. There's something very medicinal about, you know, the medical world. There's a lot of stainless steel. You have a lot of blue in your film.
Yep.
So much warmth. Mm-hmm. That's not the hospital I go to. So why did you blend it so nicely? Is that a hope so kind of comment you're making about modern science and the real world kind of becoming more holistic and relational and friendly and loving?
Sure. En fait, je pense que quand on fait un film, on se doit à la fois de retranscrire, enfin de connaître ce dont on parle, de retranscrire le réel, et en même temps de penser à ce vers quoi la réalité devrait tendre, en fait, ce que devrait être le monde. Parce qu'on va proposer une représentation aux gens, et cette représentation va les influencer, peut-être, va les guider. C'est dans ce sens-là qu'on fait aussi des films, en espoir de changer les choses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you do a film, you have to dive into very close to reality. You have to be able to portray reality the way it is, but you also have the possibility of presenting reality in a way that it should go into. Because when you're presenting this movie to people, you have the possibility of maybe not, if not change, but maybe influence the way people see things and people will express things as well. And so that's what I was looking to do in the film.
Par exemple, la question autour du ton d'organe, c'est beaucoup la question du rituel. C'est-à-dire que, en fait, les gens doivent accepter qu'une personne est morte alors que son corps est encore vivant. Et on va les priver, quelque part, du moment où le corps s'arrête de vivre. C'est quelque chose dont on les prive. Parce que ça a lieu pendant une opération médicale de prélèvement d'organes. Et moi, je pense que pour que les gens acceptent de donner leurs organes, il faut qu'ils continuent à avoir du rituel. On ne peut pas dire adieu à quelqu'un sans qu'il y ait un rite autour. Ça ne peut pas être uniquement médical, cette affaire de don. Et quelque part, c'est ce que le film raconte, c'est-à-dire que cet infirmier coordinateur qui est joué par Taha Rahim, il joue ce rôle en fait de celui qui va respecter le corps, prononcer les dernières paroles, préserver le rite. Et ce que j'espère quelque part, parce que je pense qu'il y a des personnes qui le font, mais elles sont peut-être rares dans le milieu médical, mais si ça peut aider en fait à faire aussi réfléchir le milieu médical sur ces questions-là et sur l'importance du respect des morts et du corps et du sacré quelque part, et ben tant mieux, ça sert à ça. Le film sert à ça aussi.
Yeah, the issue with the donation and donation of organs is that we need to understand that we need to still conserve the ritual of death and to accept and understand when does death arrives to a body, because when you do a donation, there is a body that is still alive, so it's very difficult for the family and the people that stay to finish that, to close that, because when does death comes, and when is the body?
Yeah.
And so what is important that I wanted to portray is important to still respect this ritual of death, because we can't just separate it and make it so clinical that it's just taking organs. And so the nurse that is played by Tahar Rahim in this movie, he is the one that is going to respect this ritual, that is going to say the last words, that is going to conserve and respect the body as well and conserve the body. Because what I wanted is also maybe make the medical staff in the medical field to start to reflect in these questions, to start to reflect that it is great to have the science, to have the donation and transplants, but it's important for us also to conserve the ritual of death, to respect death, to respect the body, and to respect the sacred as well.
And isn't he the one that, or maybe it's the doctor with the bird? The bird is my drug.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, talk about just a real sort of shift. Not that doctors aren't human beings. Of course they are, sure. But they really do seem to approach their work as if sometimes we're nothing much more than an automobile. We're in to get an oil change, right? And I think for me that's a brilliant a blend of the dualistic, I guess, nature of science,
sure.
Right?
Yes.
That stainless steel and the skin, when the skin and the stainless steel meet, I understand. But what is it doing to me, right? What is it doing to my heart? What is it doing, right? From the soul inside out.
Sure.
Probably have to wrap it up here in a minute, and I want to ask. I mean, the film's a wake-up call, it seems to me. And there's a line in the film where the mom, I mean, I'm surprised more people in the theater were sobbing when the mother said, and the mother, I think it was the mother, it might have been the father, but I'm pretty sure it was the mother, and she said, it was the mother. Some people wake up, don't they, after their sons, they realize their son is brain dead, essentially. It's about expectation, but it's also about living in the moment.
Qu'est-ce que je
pense que c'est un commentaire.
Oui,
okay. Un peu de ce que tu pensais à propos de ça.
À propos de quoi exactement?
De vivre le moment, parce que la mère, il y a un moment où elle dit, il y a des gens qui se réveillent, n'est-ce pas, quand son fils est là. Et alors, il disait que c'est important aussi d'être au moment présent. Oui, on a l'espoir, on a peut-être l'idée que ça pourrait être différent, mais aussi d'accepter et être au moment présent et d'être avec ceux qui arrivent en ces moments.
Et ce qu'il disait aussi avant, c'est qu'il disait qu'il avait l'impression que votre film, c'était aussi un petit message pour que les gens au niveau des médecins qui souffrent de l'épuisement de la compassion, donc ils considèrent souvent les corps comme des machines, c'était un petit
t'appelle pour les réveiller et leur dire revoyez un petit peu au niveau des rituels.
Absolument. Et tout ce c'est complètement le but de ce film aussi. En fait, il y a là, même si aujourd'hui la mort juridique, c'est l'extinction du cerveau et plus celle du cœur, le film raconte que de toute façon, l'arrêt du cœur aura toujours une place symbolique pour les gens qui perdent, qui sont dans le deuil, et qu'il ne faut pas non plus ne plus tenir compte de ça, et il faut que ce moment-là soit accompagné, l'arrêt du cœur, et c'est aux médecins, c'est aux infirmiers de le prendre en charge. On ne peut pas être dans une société sans rite, sans faire de place aussi au sacré. Sinon les gens ne donneront pas leurs organes et les deuils seront des deuils traumatiques.
Yeah. So again, it's really important to understand death and right now death for the judiciary, death as well. If your brain dead, or you know, and so then you start talking about the donation of organs. But it's very important to understand that when the heart stops, and for the medical staff and for the nurses to also understand and respect the ritual. Because when you, if you're a donor for the family, it's really shocking and it's really moving to make that decision. And so there needs to be that side of the medical staff, the understanding, the respect of the ritual, to make it easier on the families, to make it easier on the whole transplant and the donation. It's important to keep it balanced and not just make it a transaction, not just make it a biological or clinical thing, but you just take
not
this,
just
put it here, and put it to another person. So a respect of the sacred.
Respect for the sacred. Nice. I hate the fact that I have to end this interview now.
Yes, but
yes,
it's so great.
Oh well, thank you, thank you so much.
It's the best interview I had.
Oh wow! Well, thank you. That's very complimentary and lovely. A wonderful, beautiful film. Congratulations again, and I hope everyone sees it.
Thank you so much.
Capital E.